Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys, the first edition of 2016. Happy New Year, Barbecue Bob. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It's going to be a good year, buddy.
I think it is, man. We got 2015 behind us. That was a little tumultuous year for me. I'm glad it's gone. We're not going to talk about that. Everything's moving forward,
yep,
and I'm excited.
Right. Out with the old, in with the new, baby.
That's it.
That's what the whole show is about this week, and you know, there's some cool things going on in the industry. There's cool things going on in people's personal lives. Our producer today is Mr. Brian Fonger. He seems to be getting more and more popular in the radio world. I hear him all over the place doing sports commentaries, and yeah.
Hey, it's fun. I'm just enjoying the ride, you know?
That's
like
what
you guys
should
said.
Do.
Absolutely. I'm taking advantage of the opportunities given to me. So.
Well, you're just a young pup, so it's the time to do it.
Yeah.
We don't hate you for that.
No, not at all.
Slightly.
So Bob, we had the Christmas holiday. We had a best of last week, so we haven't talked much about all the holiday grilling. Before we jump into 2016, let's recap that a little bit on maybe what you put together for the last couple weeks with the New Year's Eve bash, as well as a Christmas and Christmas Eve and all those things. I made a prime rib on the grill. Actually, I made it on the smoker. But with your advice, I put very, very little smoke on it. I just let the lump charcoal do the smoking, and boy, did that turn out fabulous.
Did it?
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you about that.
Yeah. The you know, our butcher, the one I use, is a guy named Tim Sobey.
The one everybody uses.
Right, yeah. But if you have an opportunity to do a standing prime, one of the great ways to do it is you have your butcher take the bones off it and then truss them back on. And it just makes it so much easier to slice when the thing is done, but it's still a beautiful presentation when it hits the cutting board.
I need to correct that. If you're up north, you're probably going to R&J Best Markets in Houghton Lake.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
A lot like Sobeys.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So turned out nice, huh?
It did.
Use your offsetter plate?
I did. I used it on the Big Green Egg,
uh-huh.
The Kamado grill,
yep.
Is what I cooked that on. And I brought it up to about 130 degrees internal temperature with my ThermoPen. Just was checking it along the way. And when it got there, I had some people that don't like it really rare that I was serving it to. So I went to that medium temperature of 130, knowing it'd come up 5 degrees after I pulled it off the smoker, but I served that to my company party. So everybody, I figured about a half to three quarters of a pound per adult person, and then I did some chicken too so that people didn't like beef. I don't know who that'd be, but if they didn't, we'd add some chicken as well. So, but I did it all on the smoker at the same time, which was kind of cool. So it all worked out, just one even cook. I put the chicken on a couple hours after I had the beef on because I was planning on the beef being about 3 hours when I ran it at 250.
Beautiful.
So, yep. Worked out great.
And timing, you used Maureen's recipe on the web?
I did.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, on thegrillingguys.com, Maureen's prime rib. It's a seasoning profile that is the important part of that. And, if you got an opportunity to do that, it's a big cut of meat. You know, you're looking at $100 for a cut of meat like that. I know you did one, too. I picked it up for you.
Yeah.
How'd yours turn out?
Well, Maureen did that one. I didn't touch it.
Ah, there
Christmas
you go.
And Thanksgiving, I don't touch anything. Now, for the big Christmas parties, of course, I'll get the big smoker out, and I'll do up some dense meats. But when it comes to our formal family Christmas dinner on Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day, Mrs. Nermico does a splendid job, and she gets all the old china out, and it's quite an event. And
well, sure, it's the holidays, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Hey, you cooked a brisket, too. I picked that up for you. That thing was about 40 pounds.
Wasn't that a monster?
It was. I was like,
I talked to Tim just the other day, and I said, that's the biggest brisket I've ever seen in my life. He said, that was a championship brisket, man, all the way. I said, you're absolutely right. It was so big. I used my Sapphire because it's so cold. I hate to fire up that big trailer for one brisket.
Right.
And I'm not thrilled with the pellet smoker I've got for brisket. It's okay in a pinch, but it's just not charcoal.
Right.
So I fired up my Sapphire, and I took that brisket, and I basically cut the flat off it, and I put the decal on the second story, and I put the flat down on the first floor.
Right.
And, oh, my gosh, I took that to my family's Christmas party over in Grand Haven, and I literally served everybody and carved it as they came through the line. There was only about 30 people there.
Right.
And that thing was gone at about 25 people. So
right.
There was five people going, the brisket's gone?
Yeah.
Like,
that's barbecue, baby.
Oops.
Get it while it's there because you can't just whip up more.
But those first few people through line got the beautiful point, and I'm telling you, this thing was – I actually screwed up and brought it to about 202, so it was a little higher than I normally would. But it was such a big, dense piece, it didn't hurt it at all. It was really probably needed that because it was absolutely perfect.
Now, flavor profiles on those as far as seasoning is pretty simple, isn't it?
You know, I tend to do something different almost every time. It's weird. I just keep playing around, you know, just trying to figure out
right.
what I like the best. Yeah, it's so simple. And then my wife's family party is right now. So the big trailer smoker is loaded up with two briskets. Last night I did a bunch of I got some chuck roast at Sobeys as well. I sliced those up
jerky.
Into strips, and I did about 10 pounds of jerky. And so we have the pre-party on Friday night and then the party on Saturday. So when I get home, I'll be carving up those briskets.
I'll be over.
sorry, you're not invited.
No,
to
it's
this
one of the first ones in line. You know, I'll get in and get out real quick. They won't even know I'm there. You got enough family members over there anyway.
Yeah.
You'll know.
Oh,
I'll
I know.
Blend in.
We
man.
Get stragglers all the time. But so I also did a big turkey, and I'll be pulling that off. The boys are checking the temperature on that right now. That might have to be pulled right now.
Now, so. What do you run that up to?
That'll be 162.
Yep. Okay. And but
not
so,
stuffed.
So you got it all going on, man. You got turkey, you got brisket, you had prime rib, and you've got, I don't know, do you do any pork butts or not? None of that?
No, no. Haven't done one of those in a few weeks.
Right. Yeah, well, you know what? It's so common, it gets old.
But you know what, those briskets, my point was that Sapphire did such a beautiful job chugging through the night. I mean, it was cold, and I just put it on about like 10 o'clock at night. I got up at 5 in the morning. It was time to wrap, and I didn't use hardly any charcoal.
Yeah, those Kamado grills are wonderful. And by the way, shout out to our friends at RepoCast. We ended up raising a little over $900 for Operation GI Barbecue with the Sapphire that we auctioned off on the 17th.
Somebody got a really good deal.
Somebody got a smoking deal, no pun intended.
That's like $1,400. That one had the stainless cart and the shelves and offsetter and all that stuff. The plate setter. So a big thank you to Sapphire Grill Company from Rockford, Illinois, for donating that, and that was just very nice of them.
Yeah, and later in the show we're going to talk a little bit about the next item that we've got donated that you're going to want to make a bid on as well, because we've got a
baby.
Unique item coming your way, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the bad habits that you're going to want to get rid of that came in 2015 and start out with some new ones on 2016. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brain of tin that better fit on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
Hey guys, you know what it's like when someone special enters the room. You know, the kind of gal that turns every head, stops a conversation. Here's a secret, we like the attention. Guess what? We notice things too. Like when you're standing around that really big grill, that look of concentration, that cool logoed banner that shows me you're open for business. That's right, while you were seasoning your ribs, I was checking out your big flags.
Get noticed at barbecuedisplays.com. Blue Ribbon Event Display.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since '59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Crankers, yeah!
Arctic Spas is the leading spa in the world. Arctic Spas are engineered in northern Canada for Arctic weather. The controls are so advanced that the tub can talk to your laptop or your serviceman's computer. If you want a hot tub that will last you the rest of your life, go to goarctic.com. That's goarctic.com. I wouldn't put my name on a product that wasn't the very best. And Arctic Spa is all of that. This is Barbecue Bob.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year, Barbecue Bob. This is the first edition of the 2016 year, and it's good to be here. Good to be sitting in the chair and talking a little bit about barbecue with y'all.
Always good to see you with a cold one in my hand, too. Here's to you, man.
Yeah, here's to
Cheers.
You. Absolutely.
Well, we are drinking some crystal clear water right now out of the cooler.
Yeah, starting a new year off and maybe trying to get rid of some bad habits. Drinking beer on the radio is not a bad habit.
No, never say that.
But today we're trying to cleanse the soul a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we've ran across in the last year that we're going to try not to do in 2016. And some of these are your bad grilling habits.
I got one.
Go ahead.
I got one. Going to a big box store to buy a grill.
Right.
If it says, like, Charbroil or whatever, any of these Chinese grills, do not buy them. Do not buy a Chinese grill. Don't buy a Mexican grill. Get your grill made in either the U.S. There's a couple good ones in Canada. Broil King, I think, is the one made up there. Broil King's acceptable, in my opinion. I have no problem doing business with Canada anyway. I obviously work for them. But the Mexican grills, man, they're just like the Chinese grills. They can't do stuff cheap enough.
Right. And they don't
just
hold
get
up.
Cheaper They're, all the time.
It's shiny object. Type
it is.
Thing
it
is.
What it is. That's right. It's not real stainless. It looks like stainless, but it'll be rusted in a year. So if you can stick a magnet to it, it's not stainless.
Yeah. Take your magnet off your refrigerator and go grill shopping, because if it sticks, walk away. Walk away.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, another thing that we harp on all the time, Bob, and if you don't do this, it catches you sooner or later, and that is the whole planning. Trying to figure out what it is that you're cooking, how many people you're going to cook it for, and when you need it to be done so that people can eat at the time that they're expecting to and you're not disappointing any of your guests or your family.
When it comes to doing our events, that's what you really shine at, is you do a great job planning out, because then we're feeding 100 or 200 people.
Right.
You're really good at the planning side.
Yeah, we've got to just make sure, you know, you kind of, in your mind, you anticipate how the day is going to flow and how you want things to work. And then the biggest part of all of this is the equipment that you're going to need to produce the food when you need it.
You
and
have
that
to
is
have
cutting
it.
Boards and yep. knives and serving dishes and things. Now, this is maybe more when you're cooking for a larger group, but a lot of times on the grill.
It is a larger group.
Right, it is a larger group.
It's not the 4 or 5 you're normally doing it for. Now you do it for 10 or 15.
Right.
And that's just multiplies that many more times the number of mistakes you can make. So you hit on something. So, you know, bring the right knives and everything. Maybe you got to have a knife sharpener, because if you have to use dull knives, that's really a big deal.
Well,
it's frustrating.
You know, it's the old
You'll
adage is a dull knife cuts you, not a sharp one.
That's right.
Because you're trying to saw on things. You're not trying to cut things.
That's an old adage, huh?
Right. And here's the deal is I've got a very good friend that invites me over to parties and has me grill on his equipment.
Have
all
you ever
the time.
Told him?
What? Yes, I have multiple times.
So it I can say his name
change.
On air.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We won't roll him under that bus that far. But the
Come
guy
on.
Never has a sharp knife in his house.
What's
ever.
What's wrong with Brad?
And I don't know, man. He just, but he never has a sharp knife in his house. I bring my own knives and I bring sharpeners.
Why don't you
I sharpen
buy him
his.
A nice knife sharpener?
Yeah, he wouldn't use it. I don't know what the deal is, but anyway, that's just a pet peeve. But one of the things is carry sharp knives and keep sharp knives in your drawer and in your knife block.
I got another really bad habit people have, and that's not paying attention while they're grilling. They get distracted. They're doing this with the kids. I mean, if you're going to spend all this money on all the food, and then you're going to have this all this anticipation and everybody over, and you're doing this thing, it's an event.
Right.
You better stand there. You better be ready. Unless you're putting it on a smoker so you can, you know, go golf 18 holes and come back.
Set it, forget it kind of thing, yeah. But
if you got it on the grill, you've got to be paying attention, because you could be getting a flare-up.
Right.
You could be getting, you know, you could have run out of gas because you're running a propane tank.
Right.
All sorts of things. So,
you know,
paying attention's another one.
But that goes back to that planning, too, because I'm guilty of this. I got caught at this a couple times this last year, in that I didn't delegate enough of this other stuff that needed to be
Hard
done.
Hard to do, isn't it?
Right. You want to be in control, and you want it to happen. But I didn't delegate enough of it, uh-huh. So I was trying to do the other stuff while I walked away from the grill, and it ended up, you know, impacting the quality of the product that I was pulling off of there, because I lost control.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and it's out with the old, in with the new, 2016, and we're just talking about all the things people do to screw up their back decks and their grilling life, which really impacts your marriage more than anything, because when you start screwing up the food, it's cataclysmic.
Well, things that'll help your marriage is a routine, and that's another big one that's on our list of things that you need to do for the grill, is that before you start, again, I'm back to the planning, but before you start, there's a routine that you need to go through with your raw product and your seasoning and your flavor profiles, and then getting your product ready for the grill, the grilling time.
Yeah, which means you might have to go to the store and get some of those spices, because we're always out of this spice or that spice, and my wife and I will be hitting each other back and forth because we're both pulling on that big spice cabinet.
Right. The garlic powder is the one for me. I tend to – that's kind of a go-to for me. You can jazz up anything with a little bit of garlic, and I tend to run out of that from time to time, and, you know, you're ready.
Well, you got
to
get those great big canisters.
Well, you can't hardly lift, right?
You can never run out. Here's a biggie this time of year, in my opinion. At least it affects me a bunch, and it's the lighting. The lighting on my back deck, there's 3 lights, and they're not really where I need them.
Right.
So I just put this canopy over my kitchen.
Right.
And I'm going to run LED lighting up in that canopy so that – because here's the deal. Yeah, it's bright enough back there that I can find the grill, but I can't look at the meat and see what color it is. I brought in some pieces the other night while you were over when I did those jalapenos. A couple of them had like some kind of black bacon on them.
Right.
And it's like, I put too much work into those. I don't want it to be black. They look great in a dim light. But you get them inside and they're kind of blackish. And it's like,
It's kind of like you, Bob. You look good in the dim light, brother. You get you in the bright light, might not be the same.
You suck at that. and which helps with the burning or over grilling. That goes right into the other thing. The lighting has that's a big deal.
Right.
And the little solar lights aren't doing it.
No, anymore. Those LED lights are pretty cheap. You can buy the little rope of them for $15-$20 and run them up in the rafter of the little canopy that's over your kitchen.
Worst case scenario, get yourself a headlamp like the one you stole from Alan Bob's.
Yeah, exactly. And then the one they gave you. So I guess either way, it kind of works that way. But anyway, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're breaking down everything that was bad about 2015 and talking about how we can change it in 2016.
That's right. And there's, you know what I've started doing is exercising again. I got really lazy for a couple years. And in the next segment, a guy named Ryan Lothian, who owns some Snap Fitnesses around West Michigan, is going to talk about Snap Fitness in general and how Grilling Guys can burn off some bacon.
You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Burn off your bacon. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale. Or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Are you a fan of microbrews? Do you like good beer? Then check out Bellavino's Fine Wine and Spirits on Plainfield. They have the largest selection of microbrews and liquor at the best price. Bellavino's has your favorite hard-to-find beer, wine, liquor, or specialty kegs. If you like good beer, then you'll love Bellavino's. Mix and match your favorite microbrews in either 6 or 12 packs. Plainfield Avenue Northeast next to Long John Silver's. Online at bestpartystoreingr.com. Your GR local microbrew store. Stop at Bellavino's on your way home.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year to you. This is the first of the 2016 edition of the Grilling Guys, and we're talking a little bit about out with the old and in with the new, and it probably wouldn't be appropriate unless we talk a little bit about fitness. Everybody on earth has a New Year's resolution, and a lot of them have to do with, you know, maybe knocking a few pounds off. What you thinking, Bob?
I'm thinking every year I make New Year's resolutions, and some stick and some don't.
Right. Pretty typical.
Recently, I think because we have some winter trips planned and stuff, we decided we're tired of gaining weight and looking out of shape. And my wife actually picked up the challenge and really started going at it and been studying on it, and we've actually had a membership at Snap for a long time. We let it lapse, and we're just getting that going again, and that's what made me think about them, because they're just all over the country, and I think like about everybody for a New Year's resolution says they're going to get in better shape, because they sell treadmills, they sell ellipticals and all this stuff. So anyway, one of the Snap Fitness owners is here with us. His name is Ryan Lothian. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah. So Snap Fitness, I mean, they've just gotten to be huge. People want to work out, but we're not always so committed, you know?
Yeah. People love to work out, but it's difficult. They have tough schedules. They have a lot going on. Busy life. We try to make it easy for people. Snap Fitness is open 24/7, so you can come in and work out when it's convenient for you.
Do you have people there that'll help? I was a college athlete, but holy crap, that was 35 years ago. So I am the consummate 50-something guy that's out of shape, haven't darkened the door of a gym in probably 25 years. But yet would like to, you know, I've got a sore lower back here. I've got a blown out shoulder 3 years ago, blah, 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 right? I need some help in getting me started with a program. Do you have people there that can help with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we do. All of our locations, we have certified personal trainers. Part of the startup process for you is to meet with them. They'll go over any health history, any concerns you have about exercise, and get you started on a plan.
Okay. The concern I would have is that I don't know, literally, I don't know how much to do at the beginning. And do you just let your body tell you? What do you think about that, Bob? You've been hitting it hard on a
yeah.
on a
and
plan.
You know what? We joined Snap, I'm going to say 4 years ago. And it was one of the things that annoyed me when we signed up is that they had these personal trainers that always wanted to talk to me and bother me. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I don't know, work out. So come to find out, one of our friends worked there. And then once I realized it was Denise, it was like easy to talk. You know, it wasn't some stranger. Actually, both of the managers, the personal trainers at the Lowell branch are friends of our family. So it's real easy now for us to just talk about anything or let them help us. But at first, I put up the roadblocks like crazy because I'm this big, tough guy. I don't want anybody telling me how to work out, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's stereotypes. It's
right.
It's these, I don't know what you call them, but roadblocks you put in your head where it's like, no, don't touch me, you know, or don't push me. I think it was what it was, is don't push me, don't hold me accountable.
Right.
You know, because I want to be lazy.
Right, yeah. You know, the common mistake is hitting it too hard, too fast, and your body's sore, and then you're miserable. So when you meet with the trainers, they go over, this is the cardio, how to get the equipment started. You know, everybody thinks they know how to do it, the right posture, the right way to exercise. But if you don't have good posture and you're in the free weight area, there's a chance you're going to get hurt. So working with a trainer, having them help you, it's a great way to go.
So you have free weights and machines?
Yep, free weights and machines.
Okay, cardio stuff, obviously the free weights, the benches, but there are spotters there, people that can help, all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, you meet with them, and they get you going, they answer questions, and then we have a 30-day follow-up. So what questions do you have after 30 days? How do you need to change things? You know, what's going on that way for you?
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with a gentleman named Ryan Lothian, who owns a bunch of Snap Fitnesses, and basically you're part of a group of Snap Fitnesses all over Michigan, and you guys kind of work as a team. You've got gyms literally all over Michigan. So I get my membership in Lowell. Now I'm going to travel up to Houghton Lake to go to Tip Up Town, which we got to talk about, Jop, and going to be up there for a few days. I can hit the Snap Fitness in Gaylord.
That's
Grayling.
Right. Yep, Gaylord, Grayling. All of our clubs, you have a door access card. You scan it, and it lets you in 24 hours a day. So West Michigan, there's over 30 locations nationwide, over 2,000 locations. So no matter where you go, you got your Snap card, and you go, your exercise routine's intact.
Now, I got to tell you, my college-age boys are athletes, and they love their Snap cards. Honestly, love them. And they're usually losing them, so they're trying to take ours. But, of course, the girls in Lowell know them, and they just let them in. I shouldn't tell you that. But you probably buy a lot more cards for our family than any other family.
So my question is there anybody in the shop that could talk a little bit about diet? Because it seems to be such an important part of what's going on with fitness. Do you have anybody there that works with that a little bit?
You know, we do. We've got a couple different things, and it varies a little bit by locations. In two of my gyms, I have certified nutrition consultants. So what they are is they're personal trainers who went out and got extra nutrition certification. So they're able to talk about it. A standard personal trainer can't. So you need to ask them if you're going to Snap or any gym, you know, are you certified to help me with nutrition?
That would be fun to incorporate that into some of our grilling ideas.
Absolutely.
To really move our stuff. Because you and I like to hit the big, heavy stuff. But honestly, I grill a ton of vegetables, and I bet you they've got millions of ideas for veggies and lighter fare. A fish and ways to do that.
Well, and we're all about sauces, and we're all about seasoning profiles and things of that nature, that maybe there's ways that we could do something a little bit different and obtain the same or a similar result, but I've cut a bunch of the fat out or something of that nature. Those are kind of things that
sounds horrible.
Right, I know it does, but turning over the new leaf for 2016 as the theme of the show is that maybe that's something that...
maybe we shouldn't turn that leaf over. Yeah, I'm kind of happy.
Pretty good, dirty side up, right? Yeah.
Well, I know that right now I've been spending a lot of time on the cardio side because it makes me feel good. And I just work out. I get a really good sweat. I am wringing wet when I'm done after about a half an hour. And I feel like I'm getting back into shape. I'm not there yet, but you hit the nail right on the head. People go at it too fast. 4 years ago, I started running again because I used to run a lot. And I didn't for 10 years. And I went at it, and after a couple of days, I was like right at it, bang, up to 6 miles. After 2 weeks, my feet were killing me. And I just thought, well, pain, no pain, no gain. Wrong. Yeah. I was getting, you know, fasciitis or whatever you call it. My feet were wrecked for 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes it where you don't want to exercise.
So you, I know you were talking earlier about you had time in the Scouts. I was a Boy Scout. You were actually an Eagle Scout.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And one of the favorite things I like to do is cook over the fire. Whether it's, you know, canoeing with the guys up in Sylvania Wilderness area up north, you know, taking steaks to throw over the wood fire. Or 1 year we even held a cowboy Christmas where we cooked over cast iron. And I love cooking over the cast iron. You can make some fantastic food with the smoke flavor, the natural smoke flavor. It's just fantastic, and I don't think you can beat that.
We had Lodge Cast Iron on the show a few months ago. And Jop and I are both huge cast iron fans. Matter of fact, he came to our family Christmas, and he saw my boys were even getting cast iron for Christmas presents. Yeah, we like to cook in our house, and cast iron's awesome. But do you have a favorite cast iron thing on the fire you want to talk real quick?
Well, you know, desserts are always good. You know, and one of the reasons I like to work out is it lets me eat the desserts and not feel guilty. You know, a good cobbler, cherry cobbler.
Those are nice.
You know, and the cast iron is really tough to beat. Yep,
yeah.
Yep, in the Dutch oven.
That's cool. Well, listen, Ryan, Snap Fitness, if you want to get more information, do you have a website?
Yep, snapfitness.com, and you can search for a location near you just by putting in your zip code.
That's awesome.
Very good.
You should do that.
Well, coming up next, we're going to bring the train to the station for the first time in 2016, and we're going to talk a little bit about a Tuscan pasta salad and a few other things. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year to you all. We're going to bring this train to the station in the final segment here. Barbecue Bob, we talked a little bit about some of the food that we all made over the holidays, and then talked a little bit about some bad habits, and then just recently had Ryan on and talking to us about maybe some healthy grilling. This is not going in the right direction for a fat-loving grilling guy like myself, that where fat is flavor. But I tell you what, we are going to turn over a new leaf this year, and we're going to try to talk a little bit more about healthier grilling throughout the year.
Yeah, and you know what? I think, just like Ryan was alluding to in the last segment, you know, don't start exercising too hard, too heavy, too fast. These trainers will keep you in the right direction. Well, do the same thing with your diet. You don't just jump into a radical diet. Now, there are times when you will have to do a hard start, like if you're going to get yourself to start burning calories or to start burning fat. You know, you might have to do like a 10-day period of nothing but salads and like a hard-boiled egg for breakfast, a salad for lunch, and a little soup for dinner, where you starve yourself for like 10 days and get yourself into a fat-burning mode. But in terms of radically changing your diet for the rest of your life, you don't have to radically change it. You need to slowly change it so that it's something that is pleasant for you. Not that you're...
It has to be livable or you're never going to do it.
That's right. You're not going to stick with it.
Yep.
And we've seen all those guys gyrate back and forth. But,
and we've even done it ourselves, where you have great intentions. That's this whole New Year's resolution thing that by the 10th of the month that, you know, 80-some percent of the people have abandoned that already, and they hit it hard. Ryan probably saw that in his Snap Fitness, is you get all kinds of memberships for Christmas gifts for the family or whatever, and the place is packed for the first week and a half, and then it's like a ghost town. Hello?
Come March, it's only the skinny people there?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you want to buy a treadmill like in May.
Yeah.
Because they're so done.
Yeah, on Craigslist, they're everywhere for about one-tenth of the price at Christmas time, yeah.
So, you know, I think there's lots of cool, healthy things that you can grill. And, you know, we had Jordan brought his girlfriend home for the Christmas vacation.
Yes, I missed that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Olivia had her little friend come out from New York. And they're both real heavy on the vegetables. So I did venison shish kebabs the other night, and I did a bunch of just vegetable skewers. And there's so many cool vegetables you can put on a skewer. The key is then to marinate them a little bit, or baste them, or braise them, or, I mean, you know, finish them off, glaze them a little bit. So there's lots of great healthy stuff you can eat without just overdoing it on the meat. And that makes a huge difference in your calorie count.
Yeah, and you know what? People really actually enjoy that, and it's actually very attractive looking when you put like the bell peppers that are red, yellow, and green, and some tomatoes.
How about a tomato, man?
Marinated mushroom.
You get
that
a tomato
stuff
over the grill, and it turns into a totally different animal when you get it on your plate.
Yes, it does.
We had those little yellow ones. You know, I made my
those are
venison kebabs, and all we had was the little yellow tomatoes, cherubles or something like that.
Yeah.
Those things were my mouth's watering thinking about them. They were explosive after I heated them up. I mean, they just turned into this beautiful, rich, acidic,
And it concentrates the flavor. When you put a tomato on the grill, it tends to dehydrate it a little bit, and it concentrates the flavors down so that when you, man, it's just fabulous.
Well, you know, a lot of things change their profile when you put them on a grill. Like a favorite one of mine is like a jalapeno. A jalapeno mm-hmm. totally changes depending on what you do to it. If you bake it, you get chipotle. And if you just take a jalapeno and you core it, or you don't even have to core it, but if you just roll it around on an oily, we're back to cast iron skillet. There's, if any of my Mexican friends are listening, please tell us on Facebook what you call that. But it's like caca or something like that, they call it. That has a totally different flavor to the jalapeno in itself. So you can affect those vegetables just with the different styles of cooking.
Yeah, and it makes it kind of fun too when you're trying this. We do some Cajun stuff every now and then. We tend to use the cast iron to do some Cajun
shrimp. Oh, dude, I'm
going
there next week. I forgot to tell you, I'm going to see T. Good.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to head down to Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah, huh? Well, I got to go to Dallas, so I'm going to shoot over to Lafayette.
Very good.
Yeah. So let's I cheated on this recipe because with Christmas and all the holidays, I've been too busy to come up with anything original. This is from the Food Network magazine, which you and I both love, the Food Network right. and their magazine. But it's just a really cool one. I'm going to post it on the website, but it basically has radicchio, fennel bulbs, which can be a little difficult to find from time to time. I think Meyer has them. Baby bells and cannellini beans, which I love and use all the time. Lemon,
aren't those
parsley.
Like gabonzo beans? Or
no, they look more like a navy bean, like a white.
Okay.
But they're along that line. They're a little softer than a garbanzo.
So it's a pasta bean salad.
Yeah, and okay. It's really healthy. It's got lemon. It's very much like the stuff, the Lebanese dish my wife makes, only she uses like wheat germ in it.
And there's some grilled vegetables and stuff that go with it.
Yeah, and I'll post it on the web on the Grilling Guys Facebook page. If you haven't checked out our Facebook page, you should do that because we love when you all put pictures on it and send us stuff, pictures of your grills. Love pictures of your grills. Can't have enough of you at your grill with your favorite girl and your favorite beer. That's to me. I could look
not
at those.
Not necessarily in that order.
I could no. Or are you women that listen? You at your grill with your favorite beer,
right?
So winter outfit, keep it nice.
Let's talk a little bit about this because you all were very, very supportive in 2015, and we are not taking our foot off the pedal in 2016 because we're close, guys. We're really close, but we have not pushed our Operation GI Barbecue over the top yet. We still need to do a bunch of fundraising to get this thing done, and we will not stop until it's done and we get that first load of barbecue over to our troops. And I want to talk a little bit about our great friends at the Henry Arms Company, Bob.
Yep.
Tell us what's going on.
Henry Repeating Arms. I just got off the phone yesterday with a lovely lady named Teresa who is finalizing our order for brass 3030 octagon barrel and a brass 4570 octagon barrel. And those will be shipped to Allen Bob's. Allen Bob's will receive them. And they're going to be on display at Allen Bob's for the next few weeks. So we'll let you know when those do actually arrive. They're going to mount them on the back wall. We're going to make some plaques for them. So if you want to go in, because Meetema Online Auctions is going to auction them off through their firearms company for us. And but you'll be able to view them for a few weeks at Allen Bob's Sports in Grand Rapids. And a great excuse to go in there because we're going to finally have ice, and they've got the best ice fishing supplies in Michigan.
Yeah, speaking of ice fishing, we're going to talk a little bit about Houghton Lake here in a minute. But that's man stuff, and it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Great time of the year for pasties. And they go perfect with a gym workout. So
and
you can
gravy.
Go to the gym.
They go perfect with gravy,
if
too.
You're a girl, you can go to the gym and work extra hard, and then you can have a pasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? It's a great reason.
It is. If you go to like your FitnessPal apps or anything like that, every time you do a good workout, it throws another 250 calories on your allotment for the day. So that's like bonus.
Hey, Bob, we're headed to Houghton Lake on the...
I didn't read man law yet. Hold on. I'm going to forget
I thought
it.
That was it.
No.
Oh.
Rubbing another man's bald head is forbidden. That's the man law.
All right. You know what? I think I'm good with that one because I don't see why I'd ever want to do that anyway. So
I've been guilty, I'm sure, of patting some baldy on the head.
Well, now we're talking a little bit about Houghton Lake. On the 23rd of January... tip-up town is happening, ice or no ice, depending on the weather and what happens here in the next few weeks. But we're going to be up there doing the show live, right?
Yeah, and we're going to have a block of rooms at that hotel on the water. We'll have more information for you next week. But we're going to have a party on Friday night, grilling all day Saturday, and then the events all day Saturday afternoon. So please join us in Houghton Lake that weekend.
That's the 22nd, 23rd of January. You're going to want to come up there. We're going to be live with our friends at the Twister and WUPS. We're going to be doing our show from up there, so should be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
And we can go to Best Choice Market.
That's right. Happy New Year to you. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back at you next week, and make some plans to join us at Houghton Lake.